As an aging arthritic, who finds it difficult to accept my limited physical capacity, each year I select one physical challenge. Often, it's a mental one too. If accomplished, it gives me a great feeling of satisfaction and temporarily makes me feel younger. Last year it was to participate in the Waterloo Regional Police Department's annual Polar Bear Plunge. Encouraged by friends and family who came out to watch, and my daughter Allison, the year-round outdoor swimmer, visiting from the UK for a few days, it gave me a huge shot of adrenaline. When it came to the actual jump, my hesitancy was apparent. How long had it been since I jumped? Let alone several feet down into ice-covered water. With the help of my daughter and police assistant holding out his hand, I did, not as elegantly as I would have liked, I noted on the CTV video news coverage, but I did it. This year the selected task was zip lining in Costa Rica. My husband David and I were staying at Senda, Monteverde in the Cloud Forest, a beautiful, caring, classy and calming facility. We showed up at number 1 Canopy Zip Lining headquarters at the appointed time. Our two instructors quickly gained our trust with advice, training, and their comprehensive safety protocol. Mine told me the oldest person he had ever taken was 85 years old and that he was a fitness instructor. Since I walked with a cane, would I mind if he gave me an extra safety harness? Mind? Far from it, I was delighted. All kitted out with safety harnesses and helmets, we set off. What they didn't explain was that the walk to the first platform was a very steep zigzag incline of over 200 meters, through a forest path over roots and uneven ground. It was tough going, the high altitude made breathing heavy. After 20 minutes, I seriously wondered if I could continue, but the choice to go back down again was not appealing either. Once at the first platform, we were told the first portion was the Tarzan swing, which if we were too frightened, we could skip. Up a steep 62-step wooden staircase to the platform, get strapped and hooked onto the rope and swing freely back and forth. It did look very scary to me. I asked David if he would go first. He had zip-lined before, but never done the Tarzan swing. He agreed and once back on the platform was very encouraging, telling me, "You can do this, I have confidence in you." Now those of you who have done this previously know that the first jump is a leap of faith that takes courage. It was scary, as all the possible disastrous outcomes took over my thoughts. As I stood looking down at the forest below, I was very apprehensive and told myself, if you don't jump you have to walk down all those 62 steps again, and back over uneven territory to get to the base again. The choice is yours. I convinced myself to bend my knees as instructed and jump. What a wonderful feeling of exhilaration, freedom as I flew, enjoying every minute. I even managed to let go with one hand and wave as I yelled, "Wahoo!" Several swings back and forth before the instructor slowed me down and helped me land. Now I was eager for the next. The first zip line, from one platform to another, was about 100 yards long. I did as told and it worked beautifully. Completely relying on the harness seat to sit in, keeping legs tucked under me and holding the rope with two gloved hands in the position shown, all went well on the first leg, but there came another scary moment when walking across a rope swing bridge about 60 feet long between the two platforms. The wind was so strong the bridge was swinging back and forth before we even got on it, but these instructors knew what they were doing, of course we were fine. After a total of 6 lines, the last being 500 yards, soaring alongside the treetops, hearing the birds and monkeys, was a wonderful adventure. Once back down at the camp, one was thrilled to have done it. They had taken digital photos all along the route, which for a nominal sum they gave us. As with the polar bear dip, I doubt I'll do either again, but I am very pleased with myself for meeting both challenges. To anyone considering it, go for it, but use a reputable company. Life is meant to be lived to the fullest.